wood, or is that made out of metal, or what?
I used to think of it as being made out of metal.
Out of metal, bucket's made out of metal. Suppose you had...
Now, if someone asked me to make the distinction, say between a pail and a bucket, however, mm-hmm. that I would say that I generally think of a pail being made out of metal mm-hmm. and a bucket being made out of wood.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, then how come... I'm curious, then, how come you said that a bucket...
I think by the same kind of analogy as, again, the saw in the basement,
mm-hmm.
I was accustomed to everything that you would carry water and anything like that as being a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I somehow picked up on the idea that the wooden bucket
mm-hmm.
was sort of the archetype of the modern pail.
I see.
And
well, isn't that fascinating?
And I just made that distinction that that bucket to me seemed like so much more of a good rough syllabled English term, even as a kid, you know, the word pail,
like
sort of,
like
you know, paled in comparison to the word bucket.
Say that again.
What?
Paled.
Yeah, the pail paled in comparison to the word bucket.
What about, let's say you had some pigs. What kind of bucket would you use to take much keep in the kitchen to throw scraps in for the pigs? You know anything about that? You never kept any pigs, did you?
No, I would normally go to the pigs goes into my stock pot. I've got the gout, and rid of the pigs would be very unprofitable for me to raise.
But you don't have any. What kind of bucket do you think? Well, you've been around farms. What kind of bucket would they keep to throw things out to the pigs?
I think about the slop bucket. You know,
slop
right?
bucket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's say you're cooking, if you were cooking in the kitchen, what would you use to fry eggs in?
That's very, very difficult. I'm sorry you brought that up. I think I remember frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever use fry pan. And more and more often use the word skillet, though I more frequently use a wok.
A wok. That's very interesting. That's fascinating. Yes. Well, if you were talking in normal conversation with somebody, you would more likely say fry pan or frying pan.
Frying pan, probably.
Frying pan.
Uh-huh.
Or skillet.
Or skillet, uh-huh.
Frying pan or skillet,
mm-hmm.
And
now,
just about evenly divided?
Sort of, uh-huh, that I think about that which I use on my electric stove
mm-hmm.
as being a frying pan,
mm-hmm.
rather than that which I put on my wood stove as being a skillet.
Well, that's interesting.
Because a yeah. kind of skillet and grill
mm-hmm.
and griddle
mm-hmm.
kind of fall together in my mind. And and the iron skillet that I use on my wood stove
uh-huh.
Seems to me, I mean, it might be just, you know, association,
mm-hmm.
but then it seems to me more, I guess it's just a repetition of the ear sound with the skillet, griddle, grill, you know, that all fits, you know, while a frying pan, you know, goes
yeah.
on the stove.
Right. Well, have you ever seen one of those things with the same kind of thing with maybe little feet around it?
Yeah, a spider.
Call that a spider?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You ever have one of those in your house?
No, I wish I did. I wish I had one now that